Did you think you were ever going to hear these voices again?
I sure didn't.
Me either, Tristan. But you know what? We're here, we're back, and we're ready to stay.
We are back and better than ever.
We are.
And I was in a cute outfit already today because I filmed a game show with Portal One. So I was like, y'all are going to get a real treat. Like, number one in episode, number two, like me actually looking presentable. So.
Yeah.
And I should have worn my blue jacket because it really compliments my shoes, but I
didn't. It's kind of warm in our house right now.
It is, which we need to be thankful for because it's been horrible weather. So.
Horrible weather. But yeah, no, we needed to take a much needed
hiatus, like a One Direction hiatus, but we actually came back.
Sunday reset for all of February, I guess.
For a couple months.
Yeah. It got to the point where I feel like you and I both were like, well, number one, I was in Austin and then we went to Palm Springs. Then he was in New York. So we missed each other. For 2 weeks.
We kept playing tag.
And then number two, it's like, why are we going to make a podcast and it's going to be so half-assed that like...
We don't even feel wanting that we want to put it out.
Yeah.
We don't.
So we're back. We're ready to talk your ears off. And yeah.
We have so much shit to cover. We were both looking through our phones like of all the stuff that has happened. And I really am thankful to have... Oh, sorry. My phone's like playing random music. But I'm thankful to have the podcast because we have... Like, I realize how many events we've talked about and all the things we've done. And we, like, when we're older and, like, you know, 900.
It's like our yearbook of our life, but it's just, like, us
and talking about it. It's gorgeous.
And you know what? I think it's our 1 year anniversary of our podcast.
Happy 1 year.
Happy 1 year.
We need balloons. We don't have them, but.
Wait. Happy birthday. We have happy birthday balloon.
We do have a happy birthday balloon.
That's a happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to Grits to Glam.
Happy birthday.
This is actually the balloon Tristan got me for my birthday.
A year ago, you were born, and we did not know what you would turn into, but we're so happy that.
We're so happy.
It is where we are. So. And that's just going to
We've been through many, you know, podcast studios that were makeshift, and I'm glad we landed on this one.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, so happy birthday to us. We have so much to cover on this episode today. Where do we want to begin?
Probably just like I think what really got us kickstarted back into it was your engagement week when all of the parents came in town. And number one, that was just, I don't even know how you made it out alive on that week. It was hard for me and I didn't even participate in all the activities, but the parents really were nailing us about recording. Doing more
podcast
stuff.
Because they love it. And we were like, okay, so this is a shout out to all the hosts and hostesses and my parents, Miss Laura, Miss Anna, my mom, Miss Robin, Mr. Phil, Mr. Mike, my father, and we'll just throw in there Becky and Jimmy and Dr. Sorrell as well.
Yeah, of course.
Anyways.
And Pete did, Patricia's dad, tipped me $100 for Ubering them to Catch, which is like not a mile away. So
yeah.
I was very thankful for that. I want to give a big shout out for that. And if you wanted to give any more virtually, my Venmo is TristanW17. So any amount helps as I am recently unemployed.
Yes.
So
that brings us to our next thing. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, no, the engagement party. Let's just go ahead and go through that.
Yeah.
The whole week. So my parents ended up coming the week before just because there was some wedding things we needed to do. Like my mom and I, well, number one, we had to find an outfit for the party because...
Which that was a disaster, it seemed.
Disaster. I landed on a dress from Zara, which I loved, but I was shocked. We were willing to spend whatever we want, like whatever it was, but there was nothing. Like, it was so hard to find something that wasn't looking like I was going to go on a tropical vacation. I'm like, why would you spend thousands of dollars on a dress that you would wear on a tropical vacation like that? No, it's not even nice enough.
Especially it was like literally, and it was hard to get close to that because it was supposed to be garden party chic kind of.
The engagement party, we asked David Dobrik if we could have it at his house. The hostesses like paid for everything, did everything. We just used David's house as the event space, which thank you. But we were having it outside and the weekend it was
the whole
record breaking weather in California.
Like flooding, hailing, like
wind, like. I don't even know how everyone made it to the party because there was trees going down everywhere. So many people had to go like on detours to get even up to the party.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's a hell in a handbasket getting up there because it's up in the hills and like it's terrifying to get up there anyway. And then when you can't see, I had to drive to Malibu like a couple days after that. And it was so foggy. I thought I was going to like have my last Instagram story in my car because I was going to fall off the mountain.
Well, I'm glad that wasn't the case.
Yeah. But then the weather cleared up a little bit and at least it wasn't like torrential downpouring.
Right. And so we were able to move the party inside. And then, so everyone was honestly like confused by a garden party chic, which that's just like, okay, come on. That's not a hard one to like do.
Yeah, I feel like it's
but everyone
Google.
Was so confused by that. And I was like, what? And then we were like, oh, let's just send out funny and be like, oh, just do rainy day chic. Just because it was raining, we didn't want people wearing like, they could wear floral dresses or whatever, yeah. but we didn't want people to feel like they had to be wearing like, you know, summer dresses basically. Because in LA, that it normally would have been 75 and sunny outside, would have been perfect. So yeah, that's why it was hard for me to find an outfit. Tristan, you found a really good outfit for
me. I got a really cute jacket, which I was actually able to use the next weekend for one of my besties, Elizabeth's wedding.
Yeah.
And that was so much fun. So I was really glad to get a blazer that like I could use for 2 weeks.
Right.
So, and I did take pictures, but I haven't feed posted yet. I'm really working.
That his outfit was really good. I'm glad Thanks. You got to rewear that.
It was nice.
Yeah. So the party was so much fun, but that whole week, my parents were there that Sunday. We shopped all week. Then
so
all
you dropped?
Yes. Yeah. And then we also picked out my bridesmaid dresses, which that was fun. And we went to dinner a lot. You came mm-hmm. with us, one night?
Yeah.
One of the nights. And then let's see. So that whole week, I'm losing my train of thought. Then all the hosts and hostesses started coming in that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. My brothers came in. My sister-in-law came in.
Mm-hmm. Shelby Doodle.
It was so much fun. I'm just trying to remember everything.
The
about
Friday
it.
Night was really what stuck out to me. We had John and Viddy's catered at the house, which for like all the hosts and hosts of the engagement party. So like all the parents and family and stuff. And that's just when, you know, we kind of really started to make a, you know, specifically me just like pave the way for my behavior for the rest of the weekend. And, you know, it was kind of alarming when I walked into the engagement party on Saturday and, you know, like I'm saying hey to all the parents, all the people. And I was kind of like forgetting my behavior the night before because I was, you know, that was my big first impression on that Friday. And I just had a flashback of me holding a bottle of Casamigos and just kind of going for it at the bar. So,
well, my mom's friends were not judging you. They were probably right there with you doing it.
Yeah, everyone was
so
right
like,
there
it's okay.
Me.
Yeah, my dad woke up the next morning and goes, I have COVID. I can't make the engagement party.
I was really needing a rest. And
so,
we took
him to Desert Five Spot, which has like become one of our favorite places.
It's so fun.
Live music, country bar, Western themed. But like
sometimes really hard to get into also because there's like a line up the ass. I had to bribe a security guard $200 a couple weeks ago to get us into the bar, like because the line was so long and we couldn't get in anywhere. I mean, to be fair, it was like $50 per person. So we split it. It's fine, which I don't think I ever Venmo requested people for that.
You should do that since you're unemployed.
Since I'm unemployed, I'm going to need that money back. You know, when I get drunk, I just get happy and I want to like kind of treat people. You either get really happy or really sad. You can't know
lately
in between.
It's all been happy. So
lately it's all been like up and up, which has been really great.
Yeah,
but
we've just had busy, busy weeks. But yes, we want to give a shout out to the people that threw the engagement party. It was perfect.
It was gorgeous.
What was your favorite part about it?
My favorite part, I loved seeing all the different walks of life that people were like. It was so funny to see like all the Alabama people mixed with like all the LA people and then the LA people in their different groups, like our closer friend group and then beyond of like all the just different people that were there were so fun. And then I just love like towards the end of the night, like when the DJ kind of like, you know, we were just going crazy. People
turn it up,
twerking on top of the bar. And that was
the thing. I was like shocked that anybody even made it, but also everyone came on time and stayed past the time.
Yeah.
And like,
I didn't even know what time it was the entire time. Yeah.
So
and I had to finally, we went to the den after and I had to try to like really keep myself alive. I had to go home and take a nap. And then I came back to the bar in sweatpants and a sweatshirt because I was not able to complete the night, unfortunately.
Me and my little brother get there and he orders a steak. I order a chicken steak at the den.
Of course.
I order a chicken sandwich.
They have a good chicken sandwich.
Yeah, the chicken sandwich is so good. But I thought that was going to revive me. We each had espresso martinis.
That's when you know it's bad when food and espresso martinis aren't doing the trick.
Mm-mm. And I was like, I gotta go.
That means
so I let Matt and Crawford stay there, and yeah. And then Matt, you know, comes over back to our house with people at 2 a.m. to me and Tristan's house.
Right.
I'm having a laughter party, and I'm like, oh my God.
That's crazy. I must have been like zooted out because I literally did not hear a damn thing.
I just had to turn my Alexa up a little bit louder.
Oh yeah, we love our brown noise.
We do love our brown noise.
So that was a huge success. We absolutely loved it.
Loved every second. Thank you all so much for hosting and tuning in.
So glad it's done. Like that was I mean, I'm sad it's done, But like just for our mental and physical health, I'm glad it's over.
Yes. Except for we say that and we literally haven't had a break since the engagement party.
Right. Remy's birthday party was so much fun. She did a yacht like casino so night and like fun. We pull up to the thing like you don't know what to expect and then it's like a 4-story
freaking mansion yacht
and every floor has something different, dance floor, card tables,
real roses, like thousands of them all over the place.
They had goodie bags that they gave out, which I left mine in our friend Jack's car because I made him drive us to the bar, which I shouldn't have gone to the bar, but we did a little staycation in Santa Monica, and so we were all right there. So I was like, well, I'll just go to the bar.
Well, Matt and I went to a whole separate, Matt, Mike and I went to a whole separate birthday party after. So we get docked back at the boat at 10, and then we immediately trek it all the way across town to this place called Star Love for our friend's birthday. And it was fun.
We love Star Love. We're gonna be there in a couple weeks. Oh, well, you'll be gone. Patricia's going to
Japan.
Patricia's going to Japan. I am so curious to see how this is gonna play out and work out.
I know. Who's I'm excited. All going with y'all? So okay, so we are going not like in like 2 weeks, I guess. And it's so Matt, my fiance, if you don't know, if you're just tuning in, he is on a podcast called Unfiltered with his three friends, Zane, Heath, and Mariah. And they have like surprised him like 2 or 3 times with a ticket to Japan. But I think something with, or I guess COVID hit. And then before that, something else happened. But then it's just, this is the first time they finally can actually go.
Right.
So they surprised him again.
It's coming down and it's actually planned and ready.
And
to
like,
go.
Well, they like surprised him like right before Christmas. And then next thing you know, they're like, oh, we're all going. So Natalie, Todd, Jack, and Scott are going to go, but they're going to be, we'll see them in Tokyo. They're not going to be with us the entire time because they had to switch their dates up. But then it's those four, me and Matt, Heath, Mariah, and Zane.
Wow. That's
you should really, you should like tell Zane he needs a +1.
Yeah, he does. I mean, I feel like it'd be right. We would go well together. Yeah. We'd have I actually feel like me and Zane would pass away in Japan if we were both together out in about. I don't even know how that would work, but I would love to. It's just, I don't think I can. After I went to Dubai and that was 16 hours, how long is the flight to Tokyo?
11 hours. Guess where I'm sitting?
Where?
The last row by the bathroom.
Perfect. Well, at least you're by the bathroom.
Yeah.
Are you in the middle?
No. See, that's why I chose the last row because I can't do a middle seat. I get too, like especially I get pee long. Anxiety that I have to have like direct access. I don't like, I don't know. So I chose that one.
I'm praying.
I tried to upgrade to like economy comfort or like the one more thing up because I have good status with United, but because of what was purchased, it can't be upgraded.
You're so brave.
But I get to go. I'm so excited.
That's going to be so fun.
Except for like next week, we're going to Houston and then I go to Birmingham and then I come back right back to LA and then we go to Japan. So
I'm going
to
be a solo live-in traveler, really practicing on my own. I've recently been evicted by Matthew King.
Yeah, who doesn't even live here.
Who does not live here yet. I've been evicted by him.
He took it upon himself.
Right.
It wasn't like I'd been sitting on that information for a while.
And me and Patricia had talked about it because obviously it's coming up. Like, we're like, I am going to have to move out. Like, I get, like, this is your house first and they want to live here. Like, of course I know I'm going to have to leave. And we even talked about, like, dates.
Yeah, like, and then... all of a sudden I'm in my bathroom and I hear Tristan or Matt just likes to walk into Tristan's room without any
and comment on how dirty it is.
Yes,
which yeah, it is dirty. I'm dirty, but like, you know.
And then he was like, "Well, I have to tell you something. You're being evicted. You have to move out." Blah 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 blah.
And gave me a specific date. It's gonna be August 1st, but we're gonna try to figure out when the fuck I can find a place.
Right.
And get in, and I was like, me and Patricia already talked about it. We're like, if I find a place, I'll be good, like, whenever, and we'll figure it out. You didn't have to formally write me a letter and then punch me in the face.
Punch me in the face. I already knew that. Thanks. It's like, you had no right to do that, Matt. And he's like, well, you weren't going to do it. And he's already coming in being like, okay, so we're going to move this around. I don't like those chairs. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm wondering what all he's going to change, like, or want to change.
Like, my bedroom will obviously be changed.
Yeah, wait. What are you going to do about that? Like,
we'll put a king size bed in there, like take the curtains down.
Oh my God, it's gonna look so different. This house has gone through so many eras.
This house has gone through a lot of eras. I never thought one of the eras would be being a married woman living in here.
That's crazy. 4 or 5 years ago when you first moved in, now you're calling it your first home.
Yeah, that is really weird.
So I'm in the market, I'm shopping around for homes. I'm really wanting a Samsung Frame TV. So if Samsung's watching this, I will do anything for y'all. Like, I will post 400 in-feed ads for y'all because I put the total in my cart for the frame that I wanted, the TV that I wanted, because Corny has one and I went over to her house the other day and it's gorgeous. But I was looking up everything. The total is going to be about $2,700 for everything that I want. So that was a bit upsetting and not in my budget.
We should have like begged Matt for that instead of this one.
Yeah, instead of this. But you know, we have this and it's served its purpose. And maybe when I leave, you can make sure that he gets your frame TV and then I can take that one and put that one in my bedroom. And then, or we can cut it in half. And,
yeah,
and
well, we'll have an extra TV because Matt has that really nice one in his bedroom.
That's nice.
So there's going to be a way that we can like
finesse it somehow.
Matt already said this, said this couch we love, but he wants a new one because he wants a more comfortable one.
Right.
I hope this couch company's not listening. But he's like, well, maybe we can just like gift it to one of our friends. If you need this in your house for a little bit, right, you can have this.
Think about it. You know, it is. It's cute.
It's more of a living room, like settee. Like,
yeah, it's like if you had like your nice
formal
living
sitting
room.
Yes, yeah.
Formal sitting room. But yeah, that could, we could do like competition of who wants the couch.
No, because Matt's already. He's already.
Don't need a cloud.
Matt will never buy a cloud.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know he's very like cheap with the money. Yes. To be blunt,
but
which,
yeah,
is,
we
which
love
is
we
good
love
and
him,
bad.
But, like,
it's like, I love that you're so responsible with your money.
But like sometimes it's to a fault to where it's like, he would like, I don't know. He loves to go up to be like up to Tristan and be like, well, I thought you had money. And we'll say stuff like that because if Tristan can't buy something, but then we'll do the exact same thing. And then I'm going to look at him and I'm gonna say, well, I thought you had money.
Right. And well, that's so exciting. Are y'all going to go the same theme kind of route?
So we stayed at we went to Austin over like the beginning of February, and we stayed at one of our friend Hunter Bell's apartment, and he had this really cool couch from Article that I think we're gonna get.
Oh, cute.
It was really deep. We want like more of a deep, comfortable.
Me too. That's why I'm skeptical about getting this one because it's not deep enough.
No, I know. But if you wanted it while you're
waiting,
yeah. But you can take that one, obviously.
That one's really cute. I do love that one. And it's good. Doubles as like a sleeper sofa. So that's been happening. What else is new? It was Valentine's Day. Didn't have a Valentine. I am getting back on Hinge starting in April.
By April.
I'm just like trying to work on myself a little bit more. Like I'm really coming into myself and
you
like
think
loving
good
myself. And yeah. I think April's a good hard launch date for me.
April showers bring me my flowers. So April could be
so
showered with men.
And
then May.
Bring me flowers. Yes. 100%. Yes. So yeah, that'll be kind of fun, but I need to get some good photos banked because I realized when I did this game show today, they needed a photo of me and I didn't have any like current like, headshots. And I was like, all these other ones are not looking great. So
yeah,
that's kind of what I'm working on. So we'll need to do a Hinge photo shoot here shortly because yes. I don't think I'm going to do Bumble because yeah. I had my Bumble time and that didn't, it's not great.
Didn't happen?
No.
Oh, I do want to talk about the engagement party week. What are we at? At the engagement party week, how we saw every single famous person under the sun.
Oh, Jacob Elordi was the most shocking one for
yes.
me.
Okay, yeah. So we saw Bad Bunny at Catch, and then we saw Sweetie at Catch. Then my mom and I were in Saks Off, and we see, what is her name? Crap. She's from, is it Kathy?
Oh, like the, not Today Show, but the.
Hold on, Kathy. No.
No. She was the other one, like yeah. before. But she's more of like the reporter type vibe. Katie Couric.
Yeah. Yes.
It's all Katie Couric and Saks. I did not, unfortunately. I saw no one in Saks when I went.
Katie Couric. And we were like, what the hell? My mom and her were trying on the same jacket. They loved my ring. They were really sweet. They were both from the South, I guess. And Katie Couric's daughter lived in Montgomery. That was crazy.
That's nuts. I had no clue.
Yeah. Because she worked for one of the some government person there.
Yeah.
So we saw, who was the other person we saw before we talk about Jacob Elordi? Anyways, I guess I'll talk about Jacob Elordi. So he
he looked so big in the picture, like just a big guy.
Oh, we saw cousin Greg, so Nicholas Braun at Tower Bar.
I don't think I know him.
And then my one of the families that was hosting, their daughter Kathleen is 16 and obviously like is starstruck by these people and saw Jacob Elordi and like kind of took a phone or a picture of him from her phone.
To be fair, I would be so starstruck if I ever walked in the same room and he was there.
Yes.
I'd probably collapse.
And
on
like
the
hotel lobby is like very small, the hotel they're staying at. And so then they came back and he was still sitting there. And like my dad and two of the other people went up. They're like, hey, so our friend's daughter like loves you. If you could, we take a picture with you and send it to her. And he was like, yeah, of course. I saw her do it. And he's like, what are you in town for? And they were like, oh, we're here for our daughter's engagement party. And he was like, well, this is great weather for it. Ha ha. Have the best time in LA. Blah, blah, blah. They had the best conversation. My dad was like, I have the biggest man crush on him. I was like, yeah.
You should.
Don't we all?
Yeah. We're in the club, babe.
Yeah. So we'll have to put the photo of them up somewhere.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy because it's like we never see famous people in LA. But it was so awesome that like the one time that we have all of the people in town that we see them all. And I'm like, yes. That honestly, like, that's I didn't have to experience. Do anything else other than that. Like,
no. And it's so fun when it's just spontaneous like that.
Yes.
So we've had a few life updates recently. Today's Thursday. I think this will come out, I guess, on Friday, which is tomorrow. But I'm recently unemployed as well. So we're kind of doing the full-time influencer gang here for a second. I do have some interviews lined up. I don't want to jinx anything. But I'm kind of really enjoying this time to just, like, make some content. And, like, when someone asks, can I do something? I'm like, I mean, yeah, I don't have shit to do.
Yeah.
And, like,
nice.
It's been feeling great. So...
And tomorrow we're going to a fake wedding.
Right. So that's going to be fun. And I just feel like I haven't had time. Like, I've had a job since I graduated in May of 2018. Like, so I haven't really had time. The most time I've ever had off has been like a week. So right now I'm, you know, like 2 weeks. And so I'm just like so thankful. Well, I guess one time I had like a month off. But so I'm just like.
But not in LA to where you could really explore LA.
And yeah. Like, and make content.
Make content and really stuff. Kind of like. Divulge into that world of right. content creation.
So, I mean, I know there's a lot of layoffs going around in the world. If you're affected, I'm sorry. It feels horrible. My DMs are open. I can't connect you to a job right now just because I don't have any. But if you see me connected on LinkedIn with anyone, hit a bitch up and I will connect y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a dog eat dog world out there. But it's nice because like Patricia's birthday was on Tuesday and she didn't want to have a party. But we ended up having a last-minute party at Barney's with cake for Sody and Patricia because they share the same birthday.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. But that was nice because I could actually, like, go out to my full capabilities and then wake up and not have any responsibilities.
Right. Yeah, because we accidentally went a little too hard.
Yeah, we did Barney's, and then we went to...
The Den,
and then we went to Naughty Pig. And Naughty Pig is kind of where I ended up blacking out. We met this young, wonderful young woman.
Miss Benny.
Did you guys know her before?
No, I didn't know her. So I know... So, long story short, my friend... I have a friend named Fabian, who is an actor, and he came into town last year on my birthday, actually, mm-hmm. and brought these friends in town, Sebastian, and then I just met Jack, who's new, but this guy, Seb, and so I met all of them last year. Yeah. Okay, fast forward to this year, they're here the exact same week, and...
Like they planned it.
I know, right? I mean, I guess it's the Oscars week, and right. now it all kind of adds up.
Important.
But no, they're actually here for my birthday, so... Fabian had to do something, but his friends came and met up with us. That's why we left Barney. So they met up with us at the Den, and he is friends with Bunny from England, and so he brought her. So I had never met her, but I knew Seb.
Bunny is a character. I love her so much. We hit it off instantly, and it was funny because the night before I was watching Love Island, so like every time she would say like get a little bit of like a little bit of the slang in there
yeah.
and like just like the terminology of like British people, I was losing it. Like,
she's so freaking cool. And like,
she does tattoos too, and I really want to get a small tattoo, and I wanted her to do my first tattoo, so I'm really hoping we can make that happen.
Yeah,
like, I wonder if she could go into a tattoo shop and be like, hey bitch, I feel like she could.
She's the one that literally
she could just walk in
yeah.
and do it.
Hey,
tattoo is yeah, how she says
tattoo.
It. I can give you a tattoo. She's so fun. They gave us London recommendations because I think we might be going for Christmas, me and my family. So I got some recommendations for my parents that are listening. We really need to go ahead and book that. Really going to put the nail in the coffin on that one.
When you said we, I thought you and I had planned a trip to London. I was
surprised.
Like, did we?
You're coming to London. I know like, you'll
wait,
be married.
I was like, I remember talking about how I wanted to move to London for a little bit. But I don't remember us planning a trip.
Yeah, I'm so excited because I've never been to London. And I think I would love their humor. And I've been having dreams about London. Like that I'm
London.
That I'm in there and that I'm really getting in. Because I've only been to Italy, which I loved. But I think
London's
London
fine. Like, I would love for you to move there so I can come visit you.
Me too. But like,
I keep telling Matt
never.
That like next year I want to be like a nomad and we need to live in New York for 2 months. London for 2 months.
Yeah. I can come house sit.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
And then you never have to find a new place.
Right. I'm going to be sitting here living in the back bedroom in mm-hmm. the Harry Potter closet that we have with all the shit in it.
Yeah. No, what was I going to say? Okay, somebody told me that the Den changed their espresso martinis mix. I don't think they did because...
They still make them strong, but they definitely taste different.
Well, let me tell you, because I was fine and I had two of those and I was like...
Out for the
Sorry,
count.
Mom and Dad. It was my birthday. So.
I don't need. I feel like I need to apologize to them anymore after they saw my behavior at your engagement week. And they listen to the podcast and watch our Instagram stories too. We love the
And
support.
They wanted us back, so...
By popular demand, here we are.
Here we are. But yeah, no, but the time that like I was, you were gone. We were about to leave. And then next thing you know, Fabian decides to show up with his entire like castmates and stuff. So I'm like, well, hello.
Well, damn.
Why are you here? It's 1 a.m. I'm ready to go.
So is he going to the Oscars or do we know?
I don't know. I just know that so he's in House of the Dragon. And they flew out the whole cast just for the week because they did like a panel. I think he went.
Fine.
They're here for they have like work be. Stuff. I don't think they're going to the Oscar, but they're probably going to go to like the after parties.
God, because
that show is
packed.
Just like so.
Where do they have the Oscars? Is that downtown or is that?
No, it's on Hollywood Boulevard. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, at the TLC.
Yeah, because we were passing there the other night and they were already getting. I think.
That sounds right. They have a lot of shit there.
And then they have like there's that huge Vanity Fair party, I believe, that's mm-hmm. like in Beverly Hills that like people that aren't invited to the Oscars go to.
I would rather go to that.
Yeah.
Because I would love to see like and then all the winners show up with all their things. But I feel like and you can talk more.
Right.
Whereas like the Oscars, you have to be like quiet and like, I mean, you don't have to be quiet, but you just don't get as much entertainment. It's like how the pregame is more fun than the actual party.
Exactly. So. Exactly. It's like you just sit there that entire time. Like, no, thank you.
But like then again, if, you know, I was presented an invitation to the Oscars, I wouldn't say
all
no.
I'm saying is, though, is that they all came to the Naughty Pig.
On Sunset Boulevard.
And that I'm like, that's hilarious.
And the Naughty Pig is like.
We don't go there. No. Like, it's like.
But it is really fun. Like if we end up there because at the top they have karaoke on Thursdays, yeah. I think. And it's really, really fun.
Karaoke's fun.
But
we were
the downstairs
outside.
Part is like stupid.
Yeah, it's weird. Interesting night. Fun night. That's for sure.
Well, I'm happy that this weekend it's seeming.
Matt's going out of town, which love the man to death. He's going to be my husband. But sometimes he has too much FOMO and makes me go out all the time. And I just want to do nothing.
Yeah, so. He really does. Like, I'll literally be just like getting up and like going to the bathroom and he'll hear me and be like, wait, where are you going? What are you doing? I'm like, babe. I'm not getting ready yet. We're good.
We're not going anywhere.
But I think I want to do the beach, like west side. I need some more sun.
Vitamin D.
Because I just got back from Florida, so I'm working on my tan a little bit.
Yeah, I need to work on a tan.
Well, it's been hard because there's been no UVs in the slightest.
I mean, it's been raining for the past 2 months.
I'm actually going to check the weather because I'm really intrigued about that this weekend. Not Minneapolis. It was snowing there. That's where my old job was.
Austin's going to be 85 degrees.
100% chance of rain tomorrow, by the way.
You're kidding.
No.
That makes sense why all those storm clouds are coming in.
Yeah, but like, what the fuck? Again? All right, looks like we're in the clear around Wednesday.
All I've got to say is we're so lucky. So our front door, when it usually rains, it completely swells up and we can't get it open. Like the past 3 years it's happened. And I guess the guy shaved it down enough that it hasn't been able to swell up, which has been awesome.
It's been gorgeous and stunning and amazing. Yeah, there's a UV of zero right now. So I couldn't get sun. And I really don't want to have to go to the tanning bed, but like I have to have color.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do a spray tan. And like, I'm sorry. I know I'm going to die somehow. But, like, I would rather die looking not ghostly like Casper.
Right. Yeah, so. I get that. Yeah, no, I got a spray tan. And I actually liked it. But, like, it was also raining that day. And I walked outside and got, like, a drop on my hand. I think the spray tan's gone. But it had, like, a raindrop on my wrist. The spray tan's gone. Never mind. But it was, like, a raindrop on my wrist splattered, basically, that was, like, white. And everything else was, like, tan. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we'll see. We'll get there one day.
One way or another, I'm going to find you.
Hell.
I'm going to get you one way.
All right, we're going to stop.
Okay.
This.
Also, Tristan, you haven't watched this. Everyone needs to watch Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so good. The
you
book is amazing.
Told me
it's
about
the best
that one.
Adaptation from the book to screen. Only 3 episodes are out. I think tomorrow all or 6 episodes will be out.
Daisy.
It's so good. Riley Keough, I think, is amazing. A guy that I know actually worked on all the music in it, and he was actually in the band or in one of the bands, but he helped write like all the music, which is really cool. It's so good. It just makes you feel like, I don't know. It's in LA. Like, it's basically loosely based off of, I mean, I'm sure most people know, but it's loosely based off of Fleetwood Mac. I don't know. It's just, and you love music, and like, yeah, they wrote every song. Like, Taylor Jenkins Reid, the book author, wrote all the songs in the book. So it's basically the same song that she wrote.
She's a producer on it too.
Yeah. So the music is so good.
Okay. Well, I will. I will watch it.
I'll watch the first three episodes with you again.
Okay.
Like, I've watched them like a few times.
Oh my God. I've been watching The Summer I Turned Pretty again, just because the way it makes me feel. Like, I'm needing that summer year back in my hair.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I'm so excited too. I get to go to the Charlotte Tilbury, like, Charlotte Tilbury makeup thingy tomorrow at the One Hotel, and I'm so excited.
Oh, it's at the One? That's nice. We got to do a staycation soon. I really need to get in a hotel robe.
Mm-hmm. Let's get jobs first.
Yeah, I can't get that yet unless you meet someone at the hotel tomorrow who wants to give us
a free room. Night. We'll have so much fun.
I will literally post whatever you want me to.
But yeah, I don't even know what it is. It's like a aviation. Is that would be the word?
Aviation?
Activation.
Activation. Yeah.
Activation. I just hope I get free Charlotte Tilbury makeup. That's why I'm going.
I know. Like, that's good. That's Alex Earl level. Well, now we have some time for some questions we put on our Instagram story. That we were finally filming a fucking podcast, so we
kind of ghosted y'all again. Sorry,
I'm really sorry. We're gonna try to do. I think our next two episodes, like, we're in the clear. We have to figure out when you go to Japan. Maybe I'll have a guest co-host or something. Yeah. But we got to figure it out. Okay, first one, I would say dream podcast guest host. Who you'd want to sit down, chat, talk to, get some tea from.
Yeah.
Where they'd feel so comfortable. I just listened to Renee rap on Call Her Daddy, and that was really good.
That was really good.
I cried in Trader Joe's listening to her cry.
She, like, was so real and raw on that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But, she would be good, but I think for me, I'm trying to think.
I have an answer. You want me to go?
Yeah.
I would say, I said this on the game show I went on today, but it would either be, for, like, Gen Z vibes, I would say Emma Chamberlain. Just to, like, talk to her all about, like, having a business, going from being a YouTuber to being
a celeb,
like, A-list, being in the same people, and just, like, has she ever noticed me when we're in the same room? Because I've sure as hell noticed her. And then for more mainstream, I'd say Kris Jenner, because I just want to sit down and hear her mind, and I need to have a tell-all.
She's a freaking genius. Okay, yeah, those are good. I think I would do... if I could get tea out of them, do you think I could get tea out of them? Is this saying, like...
Yeah, I think it's, like, comfortable. Like, oh, also Jacob Elordi, actually.
Yeah, obviously Jacob.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would want to do, like, Kate Middleton.
Oh, wow. That would be fun.
Could you imagine her sitting right in the middle
of
us?
I really can't. Honestly, there's been some people in our house that I'm, like, shocked that they're here, so...
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened, but I think Kate Middleton might be a stretch, but it'd be amazing.
We've had some interesting people.
There's no limits in here, though.
No. So
I think Kate Middleton's a good answer.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool. I think I could have a more Gen Z answer, but I don't really.
It's okay. Next question. Opinion on buying clothes from Amazon. I personally sometimes do support this because it has good things for certain. Like, I needed a cheap blazer that I knew I was only going to wear really once. So I went to Amazon and I found a really gorgeous red velvet blazer. Do I think things from Amazon always fit? No, but when you need a quick fix and you need a last minute thing that's going to be at your door the next day, Amazon.
Yeah, like I've gotten a few things, like, for the summer. I got last year I ordered, like, a cute little skirt, just some cover ups, and like a button down. Obviously it's not like. I mean, you know, these people are working in sweatshops, and, like, I feel like that's why people probably hate it.
Yeah, fast fashion.
Which, it's like, you know what? Here's the thing. It's already out there. Do I condone supporting it every single day? No, but, I mean, it's already out there, so might as well give them some money.
Yeah, I mean, I like buying from Amazon.
I've started to try to get better at Zara, because I do feel like I love Zara. I think Zara is amazing. Everyone knows that, but I shop at Zara all the time.
Right.
So I'm trying to get better at that one.
Wedding dress from Zara.
Literally. Hell no. My wedding dress ain't from Zara. Just kidding. I'm so excited. I don't even know when my wedding dress, like, fabric's coming in. Like, I don't know what.
Is it coming here?
No. I have to go back to Alabama and get it, like, completely made for me. I don't know what it's going to look like, because I have never even, like, tried on something. Like, I hope it's going to look good.
It will. And you knew what you wanted, a vision of it.
Okay.
Next question. Let's see. I kind of like your favorite hidden spot to eat in LA. I don't really have a hidden one, but I really love the vibe of Bakari or Bakari on 3rd.
Yeah.
It's really cute in there. Bakari feels like you're
3rd, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like you're in like a little dungeon kind of area.
It is cute because you walk in through the little tunnel, mm-hmm. You're on the rocks. No, I love that. I love Marvin. I feel like people know about it, but I love Marvin. I love Petit Trois.
Who has good pizza? I'm trying to think.
Pisana has really good pizza.
Sportina has really good pizza too. That's and not they,
it's always reliable going to Sportina. Yeah. And you Pache on Laurel Canyon.
Yes, Pache is really good. I would go there. But it's only like wine and beer and stuff. So just know that before you go. But right. The vibe is really great, and you'll probably see someone famous.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. You know, it's so hard when you live in LA, like. There's so many restaurant options.
Oh, it's so hard.
And it is. And you
New York
unless
does
you're
have
really,
better
really
options.
Rich. Unless you're really, really rich, you can't like for us, it's like sometimes we choose going out instead of going to dinner. Mm-hmm.
But I love
which maybe
long
we should start
dinners.
We should start doing dinners more, I think. It's just so hard to have like I don't know. Then people will get sad or mad if you don't invite them. I'm like, well, we can't have a dinner for 20 people.
Right. It's not a fucking birthday party. No. And even if it was, not everyone can come.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. We need to get better about trying other restaurants.
Yeah, just like trying new things. Because when I was in New York, we went to a lot of cool underground like places, and that was really fun. It's and a lot of them were like Michelin star, not right. Which I was like, you wouldn't even expect because the way it looks on the outside, right. But the food is like phenomenal.
Yeah. That's the best you can just stumble upon restaurants in New York. Like,
let's see. Next one. Okay. Tristan, please talk about your weight loss and what you've been doing. You look great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. I have been loving going to the gym, and I just decided that I needed to make a little like change in my life in around Thanksgiving. And I was just like, babes, I gotta do something different. I can't live like this for my health, my happiness. Mental life, dating life, all the above, checked everything. So I just have been doing me and really like trying to work it into our LA lifestyle. Of course, it's hard because we're always going out and always like having big dinners. So it's just really like been a lot about like the balance of.
Yeah. And I think I told Tristan this a few weeks ago, but I'm very proud of him. He's been going to the gym almost every day. And if he doesn't go to the gym, he walks.
Going a little walky.
So like. You've really been doing.
We're really getting into it. I got to look fit for the wedding. Get
it's
built
gonna be
up.
Looking better than I am. Jeez.
No. Okay. Next.
Somebody asked what our favorite Dorito flavor is, and mine is Cool Ranch. By the way,
so. I like the red one with the spicy red one, spicy nacho cheese with pepper jack cheese on top of it, melted, steamed. From, how they do it, Mama Goldberg's, but you can make those at home. As well. I think, okay, next one, advice on how to stop letting your ex back into your life when they are toxic. I'm really a horrible person because I love bomb people a lot and just say like exactly how I feel. And it's like I'm an open book. So like I'm really not the person to answer these questions. But it's hard to go no contact with someone. But like I think just like try to think more about yourself rather than thinking about them because they're not thinking about you as much as you're thinking about them. Chances
are.
I mean,
I don't have a narcissist or just so it's
toxic
ex. I don't have that, but I do think like I've had that with like some people in my life that I just had to either unfollow them, block them. Like if I had a friend that I had to basically cut out of my life because she cut me out of her life. I think just the way to like get people like out to stop. You got to think about your happiness first and realize every single time they come back in your life, you're never going to be happy with them. So you got to cut them out completely because if you can't cut them out without cutting them out completely, you're never going to cut them out.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's a good answer. And then last one that we have time for today. What was the hardest part about adjusting to living in LA after moving from Alabama? And I moved from Atlanta. Patricia moved from Alabama. So we can each give a different answer. But she also
I think just adjusting to the fact that there's always something to do and just like being around people like you had to adjust and realize who your friends really were and who like were only friends with you for something out of you, I guess. I will say I think what would be the biggest adjustment. I think the biggest like culture shock would be now if I moved back from LA to Birmingham.
That would be crazy.
I think the Birmingham to LA, it's like you go into knowing it's going to be different than what you're used to, but like
Birmingham, you know, like the back of your hand.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. I would say it was weird because like in Atlanta, everyone was, a lot of people had their 9-to-5 jobs and like that. I mean, everyone did. Yeah. So like, and it was like college again. And coming here, it was just weird to have to start over your friends. Like, of course, you have friends that you know and have met before, but like really start over with the whole process. So that was kind of like crazy. And like dealing with people's like different schedules. Like some people have 9-to-5 jobs. Some people are content creators, have podcasts and are traveling all the time. So it's like weird to balance that. And because but it gives it like your life more fun because it's like there's so many different.
Yeah.
Things to talk about and things to do and places to go. So,
yeah, I will say, yeah, it is weird. Cause, but I guess when I first moved out here, I worked for the LA Kings and I was working a 9-to-5. And then my roommate got a job with me. And so she and I would I'd drive her there.
That's so funny.
It was, I don't know, interesting. But it was interesting to go from like, I guess, right after college to making, well, that job, I got paid about $1,200 a month.
Lord have mercy.
It that was less than my rent.
Should so. Be illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that's all the questions we have time for today. We will maybe answer some more on next week's podcast, which we will be doing. Yeah, if y'all have any other questions, comment below. I'm going to start vlogging soon. I'm going to get a vlogging camera. So that's going to be my new element of nice. Creativity. Because Sally Dar's really inspired me to get back on the vlogging train. So I'm going to get one of those. So that will probably mean more Grits to Glam vlogs, hopefully. And when you go to Japan, you could vlog too.
Yeah.
And I'll vlog me just being my solo, a week in my life alone, or 2 weeks in my life, however the fuck long you're going to be gone.
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
Well.
But yeah, no, we are so sorry, but we're back and we love you all. And sorry. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
We love you guys. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe in Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Let us know. Leave a comment down below. If you have a job for me, you can also DM me on Instagram or LinkedIn. Yeah. Stalk me if you want to. But we love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.